Facebook, Twitter, connected fridges, cameras in kettles, WhatsApp, app stores, cyberspace, MySpace. When will this ever end? MySpace?
I get to a point and I don't know what button to press to go forward, you know.
I'd say I'm scared of it. It's having the knowledge to know how to use it.
That's Colin and Serena, two of the delegates at TechFest 65. Well, Mike Frizzell is the managing director of festival organisers Everycare in Winchester.
We believe that the technology is the thing of the future for people, and we just wanted to try and introduce it to the elderly people that are out there, because we've also embraced it in our company and gone paperless as much as we can. And we need people using the technology so that we can use it effectively when we're actually looking after people in the community.
The thing is, we weren't brought up with it like the youngsters of today. They're brought up with it right from word go. They have computers in schools and everything, and so they're so familiar with it.
Actually, the terminology as well is just changing by day. I mean, do I want an iPad or a tablet?
Yeah, I think we saw there was some confusion about, so people saying, well, how do I get on YouTube? Not understanding that when you search on Google, you just put the word YouTube in and it, then you go into YouTube. They're very confused about what's a program and what's just an internet browsing site. And as you said, well, people saying, what's iOS? Because that's the operating system of Apple. But again, people aren't aware of what the hell that means.
And this festival wasn't just for complete novices. It was also a chance to increase knowledge.
I've used certainly YouTube, and I've repaired TVs and bits of cars and all sorts. What you have to be wary of, though, with the internet is, as they've stated, all these false websites. So it's just like being streetwise, if you like, on the internet.
I know that people like the celebrities often employ somebody to do their Twitter account. So we think that they're Twittering, but they're not. It's their PR person. But I wasn't quite sure about Skype, and I've learned quite a lot today.
Delegates were introduced to various forms of social media options and how the likes of WhatsApp, Skype and Facebook allow friends and families to stay in touch around the world. And there was a chance to talk to those who work with technology all day, like Amy from Carphone Warehouse.
A lot of people kind of came over after the antivirus talk about, like, oh, we're getting spam emails, or we've gone on a website and, like, a link's popped up saying we've won £1,000 and we've clicked it and then now we're getting this. And it's more like they were asking kind of more kind of how to help with that, and a lot of people more interested in the tablets.
So can you explain some of the technology that you've brought along here today?
Yeah, so we've bought a few of the phones. So we've got the Doro smartphone. It's actually aimed at kind of people around this kind of age range. It's because it's an easy phone to get into. And we've also got a Samsung virtual reality headset that we brought along in case anyone might want to have a look, and it's a bit of an interesting new technology they might not have used before.
Virtual reality headsets. Now, that's a whole new tech game. So is all this technology a good thing? Cathy is from St Cross.
Yes, of course it is. I mean, I'd much rather be living now than 100 years ago. But I do think that we can miss out on social interaction. And I think that one of the good things about coming here is that we've got real proper people. And we've got people that we can go and ask if we need to.
And just when you think it's getting too much, Mike arrives from Chandler's Ford with his phone.
I haven't got a smartphone yet.
Have you actually got buttons on your phone?
Yes. He has. He's got the old-fashioned one.
Fantastic. Go on, let's have a look at this.
This is the state of the art.
Wow. I feel like this is the Antiques Roadshow now.